Episode 615, Confessions of an Upset Mama. I can't do this.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Oh, I hope your week has been absolutely marvelous. I hope that you have been stirring it up, rocking it out, and really, truly just enjoying every single moment. Today is Confession Day. Oh, yes, we are real and raw. I'm going to tell you some stories. You better hold on to your seats. We are in for a fabulous ride. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm truly delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more, and you can definitely sign up for the Kisses newsletter. It's the inside scoop, yes, to the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simple in order to live out your passion, your purpose, and your presence in your life's journey. There is so much going on today. Here in the U.S. alone, I think we're down to like 53 days and counting, and we're going to have an election. We have Thanksgiving around the corner, and for some of us, Halloween is like the first holiday, because some of us, you know, with Halloween, now not me personally, but I know I have got good friends that go all out on Halloween, and that's like the first big holiday. We are blinks away from that. And then not only does it lead into Thanksgiving, but it leads up to Christmas. And then guess what? It's New Year's resolutions already. And I'm sitting here going, I can't do this. Actually, no, it's my children who are shouting that. And I got to tell you, it drives me absolutely batty. It's nothing, actually, is more frustrating and heartbreaking than hearing your child shout out, I can't do this. Maybe you've shouted it out this week. Maybe not where everybody could hear you. Now, I've actually shouted it out where my neighbors could hear me. Because you have those moments, don't you? To where you think life is crumbling down around you. The earth is moving. And if something doesn't happen, you are no longer going to be standing on solid ground. And that's really scary. And it's not just about the sentence of saying, I can't do this. It's what our children are continually instilling deep within their own core foundation, their inner self, their authentic self. You know, the self sometimes that mom, you and I run from because we don't want to deal with who we are for real. We're afraid of what we might see or what we might uncover. So instead we pretend and we stick with our masquerade ball. But when it comes to our children and we hear this, I can't do this. And nowadays, I hear it at a much younger age. Now, I had the privilege of homeschooling my children when they were much younger. And so their influences were, yeah, semi-controlled by mama here. Oh, they were. And not to the degree of I was kind of like that hovering helicopter parent that they talk about now with university students. I wasn't that controlling. But I made sure that their environment was going to benefit them in the long run. I didn't want them to be in situations that were going to take away or detract to the person that they could eventually become, growing into their true, authentic self. But you see, I think when we hear, I can't do this, there's not only frustration to and toward our child, but it's frustration that we adopt ourselves. And we're like, what did I do wrong? What did I miss? I don't remember ever saying that. I don't remember throwing up my arms and going, I can't do this. I mean, okay, think about this. You probably have seen those little viral movies, or movies, viral videos that have gone on YouTube. And they're the little kiddos, you know, 18 months, some of them even younger, to like 3 years old. And they're having these temper tantrums. I can't do this. They got their southern drawl. They've got, sometimes they use other words. That's a nice way of saying it, right? I can't do this. And we look at those and we laugh and we think it's funny. Because they're cute. They're little. But we're teaching them at such a young age about failure, about self-doubt. And that breaks my heart. When you're born, you are born with a clean slate. You can do absolutely anything you want to in the world if you set your mind to it. But I know that sometimes circumstances have it, family lifestyles, the country that you're born in, the background, your culture may have even a bigger impact as to where you will grow in your life's journey. So when we look at the I can't do this, immediately what begins to rumble within me is that we're burning out our belief. And when we burn out our belief in ourself, we're eventually reduced to ashes. And that sounds so sad. Think about the Olympics. The Olympics just happened. In fact, right now we've got the Paralympics going on. I've watched a little bit of it. I don't think a lot of people pay attention to it, but I enjoy that. I love seeing people with their hard work and where they get to actually, you know, perform, so to speak, on a bigger stage, the world stage. And they truly get to exalt what they've worked so hard for. It's the best of the best coming together. And I watch and I listen to some of their stories and I think, I can't even do that. And I'm semi all put together and there I have my days. But I look at these amazing men and women, and I'm thinking, how can you not root for every single one of them to win and cross that finish line? But when we hear the I can't do this, we begin to burn out our belief torch. And with the Olympics, I love to see and really create this visual for you. Think of the Olympic cauldron. And I love to watch every single Olympics. Even if I can't watch the entire opening, I always want to see how they light the flame. Because you see, that's the flame within you. And we start with a really big Olympic cauldron. When we're born, we can absolutely do anything. We carry the invincible belief torch, and it is humongous. It's enormous. But what happens is over time, I can't do this. This didn't work out. Is our belief torch begins to shrink one failure at a time, eventually becoming the size of a match. So picture this. The Olympic cauldron, and a little match. A little match is barely over 1 inch. And if you get some of those little pocket matches, do you remember when the hotels used to give out those little matchbooks? Can you remember back that far? Now they don't do it, right? Because we're almost everywhere you travel, well, maybe not so much in like Europe, but they're like here in the U.S., we have no smoking in most of our areas. I mean, you can smoke in designated zones, but not necessarily in the main zones or the main areas of like a hotel. So they don't give out those matchbooks anymore. But do you remember how small they were? They were barely a size of an inch. In fact, I can remember as a child trying to light that match. And I would try, you know, you'd fold over the back of it and you'd try to spark it. And you'd go and I'd push it together and sometimes I'd get a little spark. And other times it'd be like, poof, and I was afraid it was going to burn my hand off, so I dropped the whole thing. The matchbook, everything. And I was like, oh, and then what? You're worried about, oh, are you going to start a fire? And then guess what? Yeah, I stopped using those because they just weren't safe. But how can we go from an Olympic cauldron down to the size of a match? And then, you know, as we get older, but maybe not necessarily wiser, our belief torch can begin to shrink also. It's not just about our children and their shrinking belief torch, but our belief torch shrinks too. Unfortunately, some are left and reduced to ashes. Maybe you're in a situation right now with your child and you don't know what to do. I can remember when my children, my children are great readers, now they are, but I had a couple that struggled, honestly, and sight words were, you know, they can memorize things, but sight words were just like, oh, taboo, they just didn't get it, and I'm like, Okay, you can memorize so amazingly, but you can't see a sight word. And for those of you who don't know what a sight word is, let me explain it here real quick. We'll give a little language arts lesson here on Create Your Now. But your sight word are words that you cannot pronounce in the English language, the American English language, by the phonetics. So the word the, T-H-E, you can't sound that out. It's the. There's no way around it. Is, I-S, is. That's what it is. There's not really a sounding out because the S sound doesn't make a Z sound always. So, okay, so we're getting a little off track here, but you get the point. My children, a couple of them struggled with it. And I was like, oh my gosh. But never, ever, ever would I allow them to go to the point of saying, I can't do this. I hate reading. That this is no more for me. We always had to end on an up note because I knew that later on in their life, meaning like middle school, high school, college, university, they would need those skills. And if their belief torch faded then, what would happen when they got to where they really needed that skill? It would be terrible for them. And so now, yes, I can say all of mine are amazing readers and I'm very blessed, but it took work and some prayer and some long, you know, moments studying. So if you have a child that's maybe sitting there and struggling, don't give up. It'll be okay. But it breaks my heart when I see not only in my own children, but when I'm out in the community, I might be shopping, I'm at the park, just at the gas station, filling up my car, maybe going to a meeting or I'm meeting some friends or I go to a school event. And I look in these children's eyes and I see within them the hesitation, the self-doubt, the confusion. Their little light is not shining bright. It's faded. It's withered. It's like there's a storm brewing and it's just kind of flickering on and off. And I think, oh my gosh, you're such a precious angel. There is so much more to life. I just want to ignite their belief torch. But sometimes circumstances have it where all they hear is, you can't do this. You're not good enough. Why didn't you try harder? Why couldn't you get on that A team? But no, you're stuck on the B team of JV, let alone varsity. What were you thinking? You should have practiced more to get that first chair in band. And why didn't you make All-State Choir? You should have put in more time. Didn't you know that piece of work? Not all of our children are Mozarts and Beethovens and Michelangelos and Einsteins. But they still are a blessing. And I'm here to tell you, you don't want your child saying, I can't do this. And I don't want you saying that, not even to your child, because I know you're not, but to yourself. Because when you believe it within yourself, whether you think you're saying it out loud or not, your actions are speaking louder than words. And I promise you that the people around you, adult, young adult, teenage, child, or infant, they know, they can sense the I can't do this in your life. I don't want your little light to go out. Your light has got to shine bright, not just for you, but for your family. Because you see, we are not immune to this, I can't do this, and our belief torch fading. We're not immune to it. It can happen to us. We can be reduced to ashes. Now, maybe you recently shrugged off this statement spoken by your child. Maybe you mumbled it to yourself recently, or maybe it's been a fleeting thought like a fallen autumn leaf blowing across a field. But every time you say, I can't do this, or you may be paraphrasing it, maybe you use a different, more decorative language, which I'm not going to do here, but you are shrinking your belief torch. Every single time your child says it, they are shrinking their belief torch. No more Olympic cauldron. We're fading away slowly to a little match. And as your belief torch fades, so does your dreams, and so does your passion. You begin to lose a part of yourself. Hope begins to fade. Now, this sounds really depressing, doesn't it? I don't want to depress you, but confessions are all about being real here. This isn't about painting this beautiful picture with bright colors saying everything's going to be all right. It is if you're willing to put the work in. You don't want to diminish your belief torch. You want to build it up. As a mom, as a wife, a sister, a daughter, a woman, we need to keep it ignited. It only takes a spark every moment, every day. Reminds me of the song, "It Only Takes a Spark to Get the Fire Going, and soon all those around." Okay, I'll stop there because maybe your dogs are barking a little too loud. But it only takes a spark. A fire ignited by one spark of belief can burn down a forest of doubts. You want to keep building up that belief torch. You don't want to get it any less than that Olympic cauldron. You want to make it bigger and brighter. So how do you continue to build your belief torch for your child, for you, and make it shine brighter? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Train up your child. That's it. Now, if it's you, then you need to train up you. But you need to train up your child. Proverbs 22:6 says this, "Train up your child where he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." You're setting a foundation here. Train up. Not sit here and just say, okay, I'm going to figure this out because I have to. Sometimes when my kids are doing some of their studies, they look and they're like, "Mom, I just want to be done." I'm said, "No, you just can't be done. You need to understand it. You don't need to go one step further." And they're like, "I really don't want to." I'm like, "Oh, you really do." And sometimes, we bat heads back and forth and they fight me on it. Not literally fight me on it, but you know, they give me those looks like, "You're bothering me, Mom. You didn't give me the answer that I wanted because you're making me still work harder." Yeah, I am going to make you still work harder. Because you're setting the foundation. And so how do you train up? This is how you do it. It involves inspire, hope, and love. Number one, encourage greatness by expanding expectations. This is your inspire part. You're raising the ceiling. Stop dropping the bar all the time, Mom. Stop settling. Just because little Johnny boy doesn't want to write his spelling words 6 times, and you say, "Oh, well, they just said 4 times, so, you know, that's okay." But if he's struggling, go for 6. He may not like you now, but it's not about like. You are loving him, and you are training him up. You're building that foundation so you inspire, encourage greatness by expanding their expectations. Raise that ceiling. You got to raise it first. Because if you lower it to the ground, nope, they're just going to know that, I only have to go up this far. And that's all they will give. I'm telling you, children are smarter than parents. Oh, they are. They know that they will give only what is expected of them. So encourage greatness by expanding the expectations. Number two is hope. Keep the little light shining bright. Mark your moments by little smiles. It's the little things that matter. I had to go help my daughter at the university. And it was so cute because I was like, it was kind of one of those crazy days. And I needed to be like in 4 different places at the same time. And I'm like, okay, I would love to clone myself right now, but there is no way. And because of the cars and who was traveling who, I mean, I needed to pick up kids in one town. I needed to be in the university at another town. I needed to be at an appointment at another place. And I'm like, okay, something's got to give. Well, finally, we mapped out a plan. And one of the plans included me picking up my daughter at the university so I could have her car so I could make everything else on the calendar work and flow smoothly. The thing is in one of my jaunts, because I had to go like into town three different times to the university, I decided to surprise her with lunch. I knew she was going to have a crazy day. And I didn't think, you know, anything of it. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take her lunch. Then when she goes to work, she doesn't have to worry about it. And then when I see her again, then we can go off to the appointment and all will be well. And so I surprised her. And she just looked at me. And she gave me the sweetest little smile. In fact, it even brings tears to my eyes because it made me feel like she was just a little baby again. Saying, Mom, I love you. Thanks for the little things that you do for me. Those little things, keeping that little light shining bright, is the hope that you give your child. And it comes from you, Mom. It comes from you, wife. It comes from you, daughter, from you, sister, from you, woman of impact. And number three is love, and it's love unconditionally. This is a powerful one because it's very easy, and I am so guilty. My hands are waving high in the sky. You want your child to make the team. You want them to be on the A squad. You don't want them to settle for B or C. I mean, some school districts have like B or C squad, right? Because they're so big. And they want to give people a chance to play, so they have multiple, you know, different squads. And yeah, the smaller teams, you know, this like if you have a squad C or whatever, or team C, whatever you call them, they may not get to be able to play all the time, but they may get two or three games a season. They get something. But it's nothing like the A team, right? Everybody wants to be on the A team. Mom, I'm here to tell you, you need to love unconditionally regardless of the team. Regardless of the team that your child's on, regardless of the team that you're on, regardless of where your husband is on his team, where he is in his work, where he is positioned in management. You need to love unconditionally. And it's tough to do. Part of that, I believe, honestly, is our sinful nature. It comes out. We want what we don't have. Because everything always looks greener on the other side. Whether you have more or less, everything always looks greener on the other side. Train up. You're building up a foundation here. You're building your Olympic cauldron, your belief torch. How big can you make it today? Now, I want to pause here for just a moment. Take a deep breath for myself because, as you can tell, belief is very important to me. And it is something that both my mom and my dad gifted me in my life. They were able to tell me and show me and instruct me how I could live a bigger life than what even I could imagine. They wanted the biggest thing possible, God's design, to work for my life. And they truly believed that anything was possible. That's why we always, you know, we always said the saying, nothing is impossible. That's like if I had to have a life's mantra, if someone said, what do you say to yourself all the time? That's probably one of the phrases I repeat most, is nothing is impossible. And it's not impossible. But you know, as I sit here and I think about maybe where you are right now, maybe you think that what you want to do in life is impossible. Maybe your belief torch was burned. And maybe not only is it just a match size, but it's ashes. And you see, when we're adults and we've been reduced to ashes, it's hard to build up to that Olympic cauldron. It's hard to have that belief torch so big and reignited because it's so quick to fall backwards and to become ashes again. So for the moms, for the women who consider themselves damaged property, where you feel like you're just hurting, you no longer have that belief within you, you're just a little match. I want you to surround yourself with women to love you where you're at. And I say that because in our own family, sometimes we don't get the support that we need. And it's not because they don't love us. They just don't know where we are in our life. And so the best starting place for you is to surround yourself with like-minded women. And I want to invite you into our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/The Women of Impact. Request to join. And as soon as I can get on Facebook, I'm not there 24/7, but when I check in, I'll be sure to approve your request. You are worthy of so much more than just ashes. You're not dust. God created you for more. He has a plan within you. And you may be struggling right now. Or maybe you're saying, oh, I'm not struggling, but I am celebrating. And I want women around me to celebrate with me. But these other women that I associate myself with, they don't get it. They think I'm crazy. They look at me like I'm, oh, I want to do a blog. I want to have my own business. I want to stay at home. None of this makes sense. Come on over. The Women of Impact are there to help you, to love you right where you're at. We're there to pick you up when you feel like you can't carry that belief torch anymore. I consider myself very strong and probably stronger for others than I am for myself. But part of the saying that you hear in the intro and the outro here on the podcast is, train for life, love your journey. And the kiss today was train up. And I truly believe that we are in training for life. We go today. We fill every day. We go through our day. And we're training up. When we continue to do that, and we're trying to expand our horizons, see maybe bigger things than what we ever had dreamed of, our belief torch grows. And it becomes this huge, enormous Olympic cauldron. There's no reason for your flame to go out at all. My promise to you is I will continue to carry your belief torch until you're ready and strong enough to carry it for yourself. I love you that much. I care so much about you. And if you want to chat, click on Breakthrough. Let's have a strategy session. I'm not going to give you the whole thing. You've heard me. It's free. I want to be here for you. I'm carrying that belief torch. And your belief is going to continue to grow. And the I can't do this is going to be no longer, not even in your vocabulary, but not even your child's vocabulary. Go out and have a magnificent weekend. And you know what? You can do this. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.